Today's share of Mishnah Berurah Yomi in the second volume of Mishnah Berurah is Daf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph. And we continue in Simen Kuf Lamed Ches, we're in the middle of the last Sif on the very top line. And the Mechaber says, V'chein lo yaskel pachos mishlosha psukim. Likewise, a person shouldn't begin an Aliyah with less than three psukim from the end of the previous parsha. Because mipnei hanichnasim, because the people that are entering oz beveis haknesses, the people that now came into the laning, and they'll see you starting so close to the previous parsha, and they'll say shiomru shelo kar rishon el shnei psukim, that the first person over there must have ended his aliyah within one or two psukim of the parsha, so he only read one or two psukim instead of the minimum required three psukim. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Beis writes, that the first person getting the Aliyah should not end within two psukim after a parsha, which we explained yesterday was the parsha psucha ostuma, and not rishon sheni shlishi, as we commonly make a mistake to think that that's what it's referring to. Although in the Shaar HaTzion, in Os Aleph, he brings down mikol makom nirali lechatchila tov lizor apazed, that a person should try not to also end within two psukim of rishon sheni or shlishi, because the olam choshen zeh gamkin leparishos, because people will still make the same mistake even though there's no halachic basis for that mistake. So you should always try to end off the aliyah either at the parsha itself or at least more than three psukim from the end of the parsha or from the end of the rishon, sheni, shlishi, etc., so people won't make the mistake and think, as Mishnah Berurah continues, "Dainu shlo yisayim im rishon shnei psukim achar parsha." If you're so close to the parsha, then kein yaskel hasheni shnei psukim achar parsha, the second person getting the aliyah is within two psukim of where you the break is. Yomru hanichnasim, the people who come in ben gavre legavre that weren't there for the previous aliyah but now came in between the aliyahs, they will say shezeh shekor lufanav, that the person who read the first aliyah lo korel shnei psukim, must have started at the parsha and only read two psukim. Shmei rosha parsha ad kan, from the beginning of that parsha until here, and that of course is not allowed. But these people mistakenly think that that is acceptable. Mishnah Berurah continues and writes, "Vein chiluk b'chozeh bein kriyas hashiva o osan shikar lo sofa." And this is true whether it's one of the mandated seven aliyos or any of the sofa on Shabbos. And he says, "Vafilu ha-maftir," even for the maftir, lo yaslu shtei psukim le'achar parsha, you shouldn't begin within two psukim of the previous parsha. Kigon, for example, shiyesh parsha b'sof shul chamisha psukim, the last five psukim are one aliyah. So you should read the entire thing. Eliyikra kula, you should read the entire five psukim and not just read the last three psukim. And this is true, v'afi ma'ola shvi, o achron, lo kor lufan avra chamisha psukim elu. And even if they were already all read by the person getting achron or shvi, so read the entire thing again. Yachol lachzav likros osam lekori amapti. The person getting amapti can go read all five psukim again. Don't say, well, we only have to read three, we already read all five. Nevertheless, Mishnah Berurah says, "Mikol makom im hizchil amafter b'shlosha psukim achronim v'kor misham." If in fact he started two psukim after the break of, let's say, Shvi or the Parsha, and he reads now the maftir over here, just the last three psukim, so then b'diavad it would be okay. Alpha b'sha dayin lo beirach bracha achrona. Even though he hasn't yet made the bracha achrona, we don't make him go back from the beginning of those five psukim and read the whole thing. Ain't no tzarich lazo lahaskel mitchilas haparsha. V'day, it would be acceptable b'kriyazu, just with reading the last three psukim, because after all, it's only a gezeira over here for the nichnasim and yotzim, and since you've already read the entire parsha properly, it's not necessary to reread it again in this fashion. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Gimel writes, because of the people entering mipnei hanichnasim, v'chozeh lechatchila. This is, of course, the ideal, preferred way lechatchila. However, avo b'diavad, after the fact, im korah rishon v'siyim shnei psukim achar parshu berech achareha, if in fact the first person stopped in an inappropriate place, he stopped two psukim after the parsha, he didn't do this lechatchila, he didn't do it correctly, but that's where he ended up, and he made the bracha afterwards, lo yaschal hasheni ol achrov mirosh parsha. You don't have to have the next person in the aliyah go back to the beginning of the parsha. It's acceptable. Aliyah kari mimokum shasim rishon ve'elach. You can have the aliyah start, the second aliyah start, at the two psukim point from the parsha, from the break, because that is b'diavad acceptable. Because the ein lahachmir b'diavad, we shouldn't be machmor, we had to make you reread the whole thing, mishum chashash nechnosim yotzim, because of the potential that somebody coming in just then and there, or somebody leaving then and there, might make a mistake, as we've already pointed out in Sivkot and Aleph. Now we go to the final Ramah of this simon. The Ramah writes, Hagah, v'ein chiluk bein parsha psucha l'stuma. We don't make any distinction whether it's an open parsha or a closed parsha. We mentioned already previously that this deals with whether there's a couple of spaces, nine spaces in that line, and then you start the next words on the same line, or whether it's open and goes to the next line, the next paragraph, and the end of the previous line is all empty until you start the next paragraph. These halachas apply whether you're dealing here with a parsha psucha or a parsha stuma. The Ramah continues and he writes, "Uparsha she'ena rak shnei psukim." If an entire parsha, again, we've always described over here, we're talking about an inyan, a sugya over here in the Chumash, if it only lasts two psukim, mutal shaya betchila ulahafsik shom. Then one is permitted over here to go and end at that point in time. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Dalet explains, "Rotz Shalom" means to say, "L'shay Yiretz L'Parsha." You can stand over there at that point in time. Vein Lachush Mishum Ayotzim Shomru Shakori Achav Lo Yikrel Shnei Psukim. And you don't have to be worried. The people that are entering or leaving will say, "The next guy is only going to have two psukim." The Kosh Ein Rowin Shinu Lo Chashinon, because there really is no significant change over here. The Davkum Yaniach Shnei Psukim B'Parsha Shemesayim Ba Zehav Yishinu Meveli Dechashad. If there's something unusual about where you're stopping, that's going to lead people to suspect that maybe you're not doing things right and that two psukim is really allowed. Masha Ein Ken Kishagomer Parsha Shomei Ba Ein Kanchinu. But when you're finishing the entire parsha, even though the next parsha is only two psukim, nobody's going to have any fears or concerns in that situation. Likewise, V'hu Adin Shemut Likra Parsha Zos. You can read this parsha, B'tziv Masha Korola Fanea, or L'Havsik Acharea. You can go read this two pasuk parsha with the psukim that came before it, and that would also be acceptable as well. And we don't say we're concerned. V'lo Chayshinon, Shem Yomru HaNichnosim Achakach, Shalok Korola Parsha Zos, B'vat Shishtei Psukim. We don't have to be concerned that people will think that you only read two psukim. They won't know that you'd read an additional three psukim beyond that, or at least one pasuk earlier than that, and then read the two psukim, so you did read at least three psukim for that aliyah. The davka ba'alma demavsik b'emtza parsha. Only in situations where you're stopping in the middle of a parsha do we have this concern. Chayshinu diyomru hanichnasim. We're concerned that people might mistakenly come in and think shemistamalo korel shnei psukim, that you only read only these two psukim. Because why did you stop over here? The lav hachi. Because if it weren't for this, lama korel ha'alam v'lo siyim b'gmar parsha. Why did you not go to the end of the parsha? Must be that you only read two psukim in this situation, as opposed to mashen king ha. In our situation, the Bamasim Bigmara Parsha, you really did finish the entire Parsha, and therefore Leko Lamechash Lamidi. Therefore, you don't have to be concerned at all. Then he brings down the Yesh Machmirim Bezesh Ein Lasus Ken L'Achila. When you do have a two pasuk parsha over here, you shouldn't try to stop at the beginning of that parsha, because there is still the potential that somebody can make a mistake, albeit, as we just explained, it's unlikely that they will. Kim Bekriyas Rosh Chodesh. The only exception we have for this is on Rosh Chodesh. Shekorim Uviyom HaShabbos L'Shishi. We read Yom HaShabbos for the third Aliyah. B'tzeref Mashakor L'fon of Kimu B'sukim Yiparshas HaKudam. It's plus, of course, the three preceding psukim that we read from the preceding verses in the parsha. Sheyesh bo rak shnei psukim, because biyom haShabbos only has two psukim in it. Avol shekorim parshas haShavua b'seder Pinchos ein lahafsik achar uviyom haShabbos l'chachila. But when you're reading this in parshas Pinchos itself, then we don't stop over there. Uchiyai gavna mishari makom mosher parshuk tana. And the same thing applies whenever we have an irregular reading of the parsha, that it's a very short two pasuk parsha. We don't stop right there beforehand, because it would be, again, inappropriate. People might think you only read those two psukim. Then he brings down the Magen Avraham. In a parsha b'emtza pasuk, if you have a break in the middle of a pasuk, and the parsha is, so to say, right in the middle of the pasuk, kigon, for example, in the beginning of Parshas Pinchas, b'tchilas Parshas Pinchas pasuk, v'hi acharya magifah, and there's a sof pasuk which is really yesh pisko b'emtza pasuk, it's a stop in the middle of the pasuk, telling us that that parsha is over in the middle of the pasuk. Mutul asayin b'pasuk asamachlo. Here you could stop in the pasuk next to it, because nobody's going to think shein chashash shayotzen yomru. Then people that are leaving aren't going to think for a second shol achor lo yikor rak achar ad hapiskahu. Nobody's going to think he's only reading that little bit. Shakol yodin shein masayin b'emtz a pasuk. Everybody knows you don't stop in the middle of a pasuk. Avapishayishon parsha. Even though there's a parsha, there's technically an end of the sug in the middle of the pasuk. Everybody knows you don't stop in the middle of a pasuk. Tirshu footnote number 4 explains that even by the maftir, lo yaslu shnei psukim liachar parsha, even by maftir, which we said b'di'evet, it's okay, but l'chatrila, we don't start the maftir from a point that is two psukim from the beginning of the aliyah, but we do the entire maftir aliyah, even though you, let's say, for example, just read the five psukim of the maftir as the achron. So now, don't go and just read the last three psukim, which are two psukim away from the beginning of the parsha, but read the entire parsha. Why is that? So the Mogen Avraham writes, Sha'af shakol yodim shamaftir chozer al psukim shakaru kvar. Everybody knows that the maftir is a repetition of the previously read psukim, so you might have thought that it would be okay to just read the last three psukim. Everybody will know, because in the times of the Gemara, that wasn't the way they did the Maftir. The Maftir was its own separate aliyah, so therefore, the rabbi didn't change it around, and therefore we suggest that you read an entire parsha for the Maftir rather than starting just three psukim from the end, which would, let's say, be two psukim from the beginning of the end of the parsha. Furthermore, the other possibility is that people may not realize that it's matir. They may think it's achron, and therefore best not to do this. Now we continue in the Ramah, and the Ramah says, V'yichavin shiaschol tomid likro b'dover tov. When they're making stops in the aliyos, and when they're starting the aliyos, we should always make sure that we end off on a positive note for the aliyah, and we start off on a positive note for the next aliyah. And he says, look in Simon Tov Chav Ches for further details about this. Mishnah in Sivkot Nehe explains, when we're talking about that you should start and end with a Dover Tov, it means something good that happened to the Jewish people, Shal Yisrael. The Tovas Oved Gilulim Eino Kriya Tova. It's talking about something that's good by the Oved Kochavim, so then that's not considered good. Likewise, V'chein L'inim L'sayim B'Dover Ra, Hainu Shal Yisrael. Likewise, when we're not supposed to stop at a bad thing, that's talking about a bad thing that happens to the Jewish people, and not talking about a bad thing that happened to Oved Kochavim. The issue footnote number 6 brings down a riot to this from the Magen Avraham, where the Shulchan Aruch later on in Siman Tov Kuf Tzadi Aleph in regards to Hilchos Rosh Hashanah says She'ein Omim B'Rosh Hashanah Psukim Malchios Zichronos of Shofros She'esh Ben Parani Yisho Yisrael. We know you're supposed to read 10 Psukim dealing with Malchios, 10 Psukim dealing with Zichronos, 10 Psukim dealing with Shofros, and it's brought down over there that they shouldn't be bad things. They're mentioning Malchios, Zichronos of Shofros in the Pasuk, but it can't be bad things. That's not appropriate. And it explains over there, Yesh Behem Parani Yeshalumos Olam, Efshal Yomim. But if they're bad things that are talking about what happened to the Goyim, so then that would be acceptable to list those Psukim in those places. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, he brings down from the Sefer Chasidim in Siman Tov Shin Ayin, on Dusha footnote number 7, he says it's actually Tov Shin Samoch Ches in our printed Sefer HaChasidim. And he writes, Yizara Chazen Shalo Yikul Mishu Iver O Piseach Beparshas Averes O Shavur. The Gabbai, again we always call here the Chazen, the Gabbai. The Gabbai should be careful not to call up a blind person or a person that's lame when it deals with the Parshios that deal with Mumim in a Kohen, for example. If somebody's blind or Shavur, so if they're unable to see or they're lame, so then that's not the person that you want to give that Aliyah to. Or Olamishi Rosh Nesek Parshas Nesokim, or if somebody has a certain type of blemish on their face that is found in the parshios that deal with Negoyim. But Lo Yikro Olamishi Choshal Al Arayos, but Parshas Arayos. Likewise, somebody who's suspected, Rachmanu Litzlan, of committing various improprieties with relatives, so he's not the one that should get the Aliyah dealing with the Arayos. V'chein b'chol dover zeh, v'chol dover v'dover. And likewise, any other similar Aveira, you shouldn't give somebody who's a known or Mefursim for doing that Aveira that Aliyah. The issue footnote number 8 brings down the reason why we don't give the person that aliyah in all these situations is kedesh lo levaisho, not to embarrass him. Everybody's going to be snickering and saying, look at the aliyah that he got. The issue footnote number 9 brings down, avo legabi misha duosh avar avera. If it's well known that the person did in fact do this avera, so the Aliyah Rabbah brings down the name of the Knesset Tzegedola, Shekozman Shaloshov B'tshuva Roya Likro Lo B'par Shazu Kedei Sheyispayish B'dover. If you actually know for fact that he did this, not that we're only suspecting that he did this, but if it's well known that he actually did this Aveira, then you are allowed to call him up to the Aliyah in hopes of embarrassing him that he's getting this Aliyah and he'll do tshuva. However, in Mumumur, if the person is an apostate, and he doesn't care about this, and is more than happy to do this Aveira, Rachman al-Litzlan, so then the Prima Gadim writes, also Likrolo L'Torah Klal, then the guy shouldn't even get an Aliyah. And the Diri Akhnetzis Lekadola that we just said, that you should be dafka give this guy the Aliyah, are only talking about me, Sha'over Aveira Zu Pam Achas Bovad. It's the guy who did the Aveira once, and he'll hopefully have Charata on it when you give him the Aliyah to show him how bad it is. The issue footnote number 10 brings down an interesting riot from the Sefer Chasidim that Reuven obviously did not sin with the Maisa with switching the bed around of his father. Rachmanu Litzlan, not to think for a second that Reuven committed an act of incest with his father's wife, but obviously he just switched around the beds. Instead of the bed going to Bilhah, he put the bed in Leah's tent. So therefore, we see a riot. It's impossible that Reuven should stand on Har Grizim and Har Eval, and he should say, Oru Shoche V'meishas Aviv, what was somebody that sleeps with his father's wife? If Reuven actually did this, he couldn't have possibly said that. Therefore, Shema Mino Shelo Chote, you see from here a raya that he obviously didn't sin, the way it is simply understood in the Pasuk. And you see a raya to the Gemara in Shabbos that he obviously did not sin. It will be impossible for his descendants to be on Har Evel and to say this. Furthermore, Shalo Yabin Panav, and also not to embarrass him. Finally, Dear Shifut number 11 brings down from the Chassam Sofer that his Rebbe, Rav Goyin, Rav Nosson Adler, Zatzal, he wouldn't call up on Sukkis to the Levi Aliyah, somebody that wasn't Nizar in the Dinim of Chodosh, of not eating from the new wheat until it is the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach, based upon the similar idea that you don't call up somebody who's doing that aveira that the pasuk that he's reading about talks about. We continue in the Mishnah Berurah to conclude. V'ein l'chazen l'achshav l'vorech echad b'shas brachos l'kala b'shosh shekorei klolos. Likewise, when the chazen calls somebody up to get an aliyah of the brachos or the klolos, he shouldn't have that person bedafk in mind to give him a bracha or to give him a klola. The reason in this, v'atam shetzarach shiyah kavonos l'kros b'toru l'shma v'lo shem achshav azora. Because the person should be getting the aliyah, that's all he should have in mind. He's Baruch Hashem getting an aliyah, and he shouldn't think that this in any way should be a bracha or a curse to anybody in the tzibur. Finally, Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Vav writes, V'yisayim Dover Tov, V'ein L'sayim B'mi, Sha'osa Ma'isera. You shouldn't end off on somebody who did a bad thing as well. This concludes Simen Kuf Lamed Ches. We'll briefly begin Simen Kuf Lamed Ches, which deals with Seder, Kriyas HaTorah, U'Birchosel, the order of Kriyas HaTorah and all of the brachos. So Rechabah starts off and he says, B'malkum Shenoagu, Sha'ola Asma Kori B'kol Ram. In the places where in the olden days it was that the person who got the Aliyah would have to go and read the Torah. They didn't have a regular Baal Kriya, a Baal Kore. So Im Lo Seder Tchila HaParshos Pamayim V'Sholosh, they know. If the person didn't prepare and read at least two or three times the laning that he was going to have as an aliyah to himself before the laning, then he shouldn't go up and get the aliyah. The Ramah adds, however, nowadays where the chazen, i.e. the Baal Kore, goes and reads for everybody, nevertheless, he still should go and prepare so he should be able to read along with the Baal Kriya. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Aleph writes, Lo Yala, he shouldn't go up unless he prepared beforehand. Hainu afa pisha kara'u lalos. Even though they called him up to get the aliyah, he should tell them, I can't get the aliyah because I didn't prepare. The Amru Chazal in Perek HaRoa, the Gemara in Perek HaRoa in Brachos, Chazal tell us, Shalosh Advarim Mekatsim Yonim Shalodim. Three things will shorten a person's life. Rechmona Litzlan. And one of them is Mishinosin lo Sefer Torah lekros v'yeno korei. Somebody who's given a Sefer Torah to go get the aliyah and he doesn't go up and read the aliyah. Despite this, where a person is being cursed if he doesn't go up and get the aliyah, unless he prepared beforehand, ha'chalo yale, he should not go up. Because the person has an obligation to go and prepare the laning, and if he didn't, it's better that he be over this idea of not going up to the Sefer Torah when he's called up, rather than not be prepared. And this is based upon a smach to a pasuk, v'yasmachu, chachomim, akra. The rabbi is based upon a pasuk in Eov, dechsev, ozra, v'yisapra, hechina, v'gam chakora. So it says three times in this pasuk, Vayisapra, Hechina, and Chakra, so that's a remez to three times that a person should go up, and the next pasuk says, and then, Vayomer li'odam, then a person can go and say. So this is a remez over here from Chazal, that a person has to prepare at least three times, and that's the Halacha Berurah brings down opinions to say three or four times. We had two or three times in our Girsa of the Shulchan Aruch. The issue footnote number one brings down that this is true. Even when we have a Baal Kriya today, a person should prepare for it. And he brings down from the Magim of Ram, Sha'av Olav Nemro Kapedizu. Even if a person is not being the Baal Kori, he should still prepare for the Aliyah that he's going to get to read it three or four times. However, the Aliyah Rabbah brings down that that's incorrect. Shalom Nemar Din Zeh Ela B'Zman Shas Sha'olah HaYakori V'lo Shleil Tzibur. He says that really is not 100% correct. It's certainly a good thing to prepare the Aliyah that you're going to get, but you don't have to if you're not going to be the Baal Kori. And therefore, Shlomo Zalman brings down Shem Bikshu Me'echot Likro B'Torah Shlo Yisarev. If a person is being asked to go up there to read from the Torah, he shouldn't refuse. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Beis writes, Ubediyeved Im Ein Shom Beves Haknesses Misha Sidi Liatzon V'Tchila. If nobody in the shul is prepared, in order Kidei Shelo Levatel Kriya B'Tzibur, in order not to have no laning, Noagim L'Hakol Shikra Echot Shodei L'Nagin Atamim Afal Pishlo Sider, then we allow somebody that knows how to read from the Torah, even though he hasn't really prepared, to go up there and read. V'Korim L'Fanim B'Lachash B'To Chachumish Shua Sider, and somebody should quietly lead him or give him signs of some sort by reading the Chumash from a Chumash to him in front of him silently, and then he'll be able to repeat it out loud. And we'll learn more about this in Simon Kuf Mem Beis and the Mishnah Berurah over there in this regard. The issue footnote number three explains that there it talks about Shakori Mitoch HaChumash Lo'ikru B'Kol Rom, the person who's leading him, who's feeding him, should not read it out loud. Ela Rak Kidei Shiyah Nishma LeBakori, only the Bakori should be able to hear. Ayin Shom for further details about these halachos. Sivkot and Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah writes, U'mitzvah min amucho shegam ha'ola yisad etchila b'no levin asmo. Everybody should go up there and prepare the laning that he's going to get, even if he's not laning it. And the best way to do this is b'shnayim mikro shekara b'erev Shabbos yotzei. By the two times that you read it on Erev Shabbos, before you have Shabbos, you should finish off shnayim mikro, kinech shel b'cheshvun asidah. That's a perfect way to accomplish this din. The Levush in Dirshu footnote number 4 explains, the reason behind this is so you should be prepared to be able to lane. The footnote further brings down that the Ramah says you should do the same thing ideally for the Aftorah in case they call you up for it. but this might depend if they have a special person reading the Haftorah as well. This concludes today's shir.